We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, one more time with you, man. Before we call it a weekend, we say good morning to everybody. And, man, one thing about it that's nice in our business, and if you're a sports fan, with college teams down here and for professional sports and all the news that comes with stuff every day, more than ever, man, I remember when we started and we were limited to where we are right now. It's there's always stuff going on. Of course, yesterday in the afternoon, the Dolphins fire defensive coordinator Josh Boyer and a couple of the defensive assistants as well that were on the team. And so we'll get into some of that stuff. And I know everybody's putting the numbers out. And I, you know, again, I'm when they're good guys, and I happen to like Josh a lot, you know, I've kind of, and he has been beaten up, you know, even when Brian Flores was here, he was beaten up going back to, when I say beaten up, like not physically beaten up, but a lot of people said, oh, he lost his job. And, you know, you guys probably remember when Flores was calling stuff and some people are saying that's true and others are going, you know, that's not true. And so it went back and forth, and I don't think Josh and Brian had a very good relationship. And so he stayed because of the style of defense they wanted to play, because they've got those kind of guys that zero coverage and that blitz thing that was so good. And then last year, in fairness to Josh Boyer, I'll just say this. Since Chris Greer brought it up about the injury thing, of course, when they go out, everybody's trying to put as positive a spin as they can. Well, apparently the positive spin didn't work for Josh Boyer, because he was out Byron Jones, Brandon Jones, Nick Needham, and Emmanuel Ogba, four really good football players that he lost, including, I just named three of the five guys in your secondary, your nickel, your starting corner, and your safety, your starting safety, and your best blitzing safety, or one of your better players in Brandon Jones, who is really starting to come into his own. Still a young guy, and you'll be getting him back. But so those guys are out jobs, and now you got to figure out who the defensive coordinator is going to be. I don't know. Vic Fangio's name's popped up now since he got fired from Denver. And, you know, he's going to be this guy, and he's going to be with that guy, and, you know, and he's going around, and he's obviously a hot name. And I don't know what our relationship is with him. We've talked about his name here and that we may have to change our style of defense, because we still have a really good core of really good football players. And we have to figure out, honestly, if we're to really be honest with each other, screw the numbers and anything everybody's trying to put a positive spin, we got to get more out of our front four. The defensive line has got, you know, and by the way, Jalen Phillips got better against the run, and he's aggressive, and we didn't get enough out of Bradley Chubb. I don't know how you want to spin this. For what we gave up at the trade deadline, we got to get more out of him. I know he had a cast on his hand, and next year, man, the two of us and, you know, two former high first-round picks will be on the outside, and Ogba comes back, and you've got two really good defensive tackles, really good. And Raekwon's not a bad – Raekwon's going to be here. He's on a same – you know, he's on a contract. But Raekwon is clearly the number three defensive tackle. If we're going to look – and if you pay attention, a lot of times the three of them played together. Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer and Raekwon Davis played together. I don't know what percentage of snaps, but there was time when we were like got serious about stopping the run. We had all three of those guys. But if you're going to play two, then Christian Wilkins is a big dog, and the guy right next to him had a real breakout year for a part-time player was Zach Sealer. So we got to get more out of that group. That group has got potential to get more, you know, when everybody complains. I don't have complaints with that secondary, man. I mean, I really don't. Like, we are playing with special teams guys. And Cader Kahou got to play so much, he actually is really good now and probably going to start for you next year. Son of a gun's as good a tackling corner as I've ever seen in a Miami Dolphin uniform. I didn't say cover, I said tackling. Coming up and made a ton of tackles for a cornerback. Really good one-on-one tackler. So, but you had a lot of guys missing, so he had to change some things around. Anyway, it's going to be a fresh start, and Josh Boyer will be out. They didn't wait long for that one. And, by the way, rough day for coordinators yesterday. Greg Roman, we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. With the Ravens, he's out, and now they're trying everything. Boy, I tell you what, somebody after that last game that they lost said, we got to get this Lamar thing done. We got to do something. Call Lamar and tell him, Lamar, we love you. We're going to work our ass off to get this contract done, and we want you to sit in and have some say-so in who your next coordinator will be, because we want you to be happy, because we need you. We see what half the NFL's going through, and they don't have anybody nearly as good as you are. We need to keep you. We don't want to put a tag on you. We don't want to do that, and we want to get something worked out. So Greg Roman's the fall guy there, and so he's out. And Byron Leftwich, whose name was mentioned after that Super Bowl, he's getting interviews for head coaching jobs, and now he gets fired. I mean, is that not the NFL at its best? Boy, not for long. It went from National Football League to those guys for not for long. And some of the creative stuff that they did to help guys, excuse me, and then all of a sudden, these guys apparently suck and aren't any good anymore. So we've got all kinds of stuff to get to. We've got Carmani McClain, five-star cornerback who committed to Miami. And when he was getting ready to make his announcement, his mother said, no. Take it down on social media. We're going to have to hold off here a little bit. And a lot of people thought it had to do with money. And others said it had to do with Deion Sanders, who's making a late run. Well, sure enough, he's flipped to Colorado and will play for Deion Sanders. And that thing, listen, I think college football, as long as Deion's around, there's going to be a lot of kids going to be real attracted to playing for Deion Sanders. He took the best players off that Jackson State team, including his five-star cornerback slash wide receiver. And he's going to be cleaning house over there with those guys that have been real bad on that Colorado team. And if Deion looks at the talent meter and it's not where it needs to be, he openly is telling kids, you need to leave. I'm getting better players. You need to go. No, you're not going to work out. The other news, we'll talk more about that later in the show. Jake Garcia found a home. That was quick. To Missouri, where there's no slam dunk that he starts there. There's some pretty good players there that are gonna battle him as he made a decision to go to Missouri. So we'll see how that all plays out as that stuff goes. So Woody, as I say good morning to you on a Friday, I got carried away here because we got so much stuff going on. I just wanted to
just letting you roll there, man. You're making some good points. So you had some good stuff to open up here.
So I got to tell you. So yesterday I was going to play tennis, and on my way home from tennis, I got a call from a guy that's been a friend of mine. I don't see all the time, but I consider him a friend. You know, I don't know that acquaintance friend thing, but we do a lot of male bonding when we are together. I like being with him. Say, hey, man, you got time for a late lunch? I go, well, I'm nasty right now. Let me go home and shower, and I guess, you know, I'm not doing anything in the afternoon. Don't have to get ready for any more NFL games. And he said, how about meet me at Hard Rock for lunch? So I go to Hard Rock for lunch yesterday. He got divorced about 3 years ago. About 3 years ago, he found out, because I'm not going to say his name, so I'm not breaking any man code rules here at 6:11 in the morning. His wife was getting back in shape in her 50s, and getting back in shape, got a personal trainer, got on a diet. This guy got on her, got her on a diet. He got on her too, as I'll get to in a second. But build her confidence back up, and she started looking real good. And she left him for the trainer. So, you know, I went through that whole thing with him years ago. So anyway, he's been on this dating thing. I say, hey, man, you know, how's this dating thing going? This guy has just had some bad luck. Nice guy, successful guy, and he just wanted to talk. I don't know. Somehow I make people feel better because I've been so dysfunctional, although I'd like to think that I'm pretty solid right now. But I have been somewhat dysfunctional through some of the things that I've done and relationships I've been in a long time ago. But anyway, he's talking about these apps, going to apps. I go, well, how's that going, man? I said, you got a lot going for it. How you doing with it? He goes, hadn't been great. Said, the apps don't work. I go, well, they must work. I said, there's a zillion of them. We talk to people all the time, right, Woody, that are meeting people on the apps.
Oh, no, they work. Yeah, we know people that have met on there. They definitely work.
Well, so this guy just said, you know, he starts with everybody lies about that picture they put out. And then you go to meet them, and they don't look the same physically, you know, the whole thing. And so he got a little down on that. And so, you know, I was just he's talking about some of the apps, eHarmony and, you know, and some of the other ones. And so he says, so listen to my latest one. Well, he goes, I finally think I meet somebody. This is unbelievable. I had to share this with you this morning. He goes, I don't sleep with any of them. Because, and I was like, well, geez, that's not good, you know. So he goes, yeah, you know, you go on dates, and some of them, you know, some are okay, and but there's just always something missing. It just hasn't, you know, I'm open, and I'm really ready to get into a relationship and stuff. So I meet somebody, and I go, wow. He said, recently, in the last month, I meet this girl. I go, man, this is great. This, wow, I like her. I'm physically attracted to her. But she's not hung up talking about relationships she's been in before that didn't work, like she's got something wrong. And, you know, for anybody that's been through that, where you go out with somebody, all they do is talk about the relationship they're just in and what a piece of crap the guy was and why. And you're going, wow, what am I counseling? That's $200, please. So he's on his way back to her place. Said maybe midnight, coming back from a great night, get out of the car. Going to her place, and he said, this guy jumps out of a car and says, hey, that's my friggin' wife. So he goes, apparently she starts screaming at the guy, like, you know, and he goes, tell him. And he goes, well, we're separated, but we're going to be divorced. So the guy goes, that's still my wife. So the guy confronts the guy I'm with. So I'm like, come on. He goes, no, he literally is two steps from being at the front door, and this guy comes running out of his car like a psycho screaming, that's my wife. So now he's like, looks at her like, oh my God, I'm with this friggin' married woman. And the guy gets in his face like he's going to punch him. She jumps in between. She's crying. So he said, just like that. You know, I go, hey, man, I didn't know. And she's going, there's nothing to know. And they're going back and forth. He's stuck in the middle of this thing, this shouting match. He goes back to his car and takes off just like that. He'd been seeing her for a little bit. And it was the big night to finally, it was going to happen. It was all set to happen. And apparently, I don't know if they were, how close they were to a divorce, but he gets in the middle of that. I guess I'd be calling Joe Rose, too, to go have lunch.
That's rough. Wow. So he got back in the car. He just
left. Took off. Well, he said, I don't want. He goes, I can't fight. I can't beat anybody up.
Yeah, what can you do there?
Said, this guy jumps out like he's ready to, like, you know, know where you're going.
He was sitting in the car waiting?
Said he was waiting. The guy was set up and waiting to see. And so this story is, I'm going, no way, man. Like, I've heard and been around a lot of crazy stuff. He goes, dude, this is, and I literally really liked her. She tried to call me later, and I said, no, listen, call me when you officially get divorced and not tell me. I guess she kind of lied to him.
No, but even when she is divorced, though, like, I mean, the fact the guy's sitting kind of stalking in his car, that's
he goes, yeah, you got a bigger, you got a little bigger problem right now than just a divorce, and last thing I want to do is make the news and be a lead story getting killed by by a scorned, soon-to-be ex-husband or not, whatever you're doing. She goes, no, I swear, I would never have you come back to my house if I would have known. I said, man,
you bring that up. This sounds very familiar.
Why?
Where have we seen this before? The couple gets killed.
Oh, man. Did you just go OJ on me?
I did go OJ on you. But it sounds like right up that alley, right? Man. Like, that's kind of what it sounds like.
So I'm sitting there in the middle of my lunch, you know, and now I was really hungry, and I stop, and I'm like, no way. He goes, way. And he goes, she looked really good. Like, everything, I thought, man, after all this time, a couple weeks taking her out when I had time and seemed into it. I wasn't over the top and just what she needed. We had a great night going back. And this guy, he said, this guy jumps out of his car. He thought he was dead. He literally thought, I'm dead. Like, he said if she didn't jump in his face and tell him, you know, stop, and he left them. They were standing there looking at each other, and he jumped in the car and took off. Boy, doesn't that sound like stuff that goes on? It ends up being on 2020 and stuff at night.
Shows. I told you exactly what it sounds like. Could be, one of those late-night murder mysteries.
I said, there's got to be a good plan coming for you, man. For the way the marriage ended and finding out the trainer was banging your wife.
Why do guys always do that? Do guys assume that it's the other guy's fault? Like you think the wife's or whatever, the woman's running around like advertising that she's married? Like, of course she's not. Why would it be the other guy's fault? Like, I get it. It's easy to blame the other guy. Like, that's, you know, you want blood, right? But it's not that guy's fault. Like, he was suckered.
Well, can you imagine? This guy that I know was going in thinking, wow, I'm really attracted. I am, you know, you're jacked up for what's about ready to happen in that house. From that to, oh, my God, am I going to be alive? Literally at
well,
the front.
Well, he was probably on a hit list streak, I'm guessing. You said he was struggling on the apps before that.
Yeah,
right?
I'm guessing, you know, outside of a couple trips to Columbia, it hadn't been real good. No. All right, listen, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. I had to bring up.
Try again, man.
Had to bring up my dog. No, he's not done. He's a fighter. I told him, man, don't give up. Too many women out there, man.
Get him like a golf club or a bat and send him back there.
Nah, I would not.
Get him one of those aluminum baseball bats and send him back in.
No way. No way. And I was like, wow, there can't be anything worse than a guy jumping out of his car at midnight. It's just like, I'm dead. God's ending. It's over. I'm finished. Hey, we got a big show for you. A lot of stuff coming up. Drew Rosenhaus is going to join a super agent who represents a ton of Miami Dolphin players. We're going to talk to him about the Miami Dolphins, about some of his players, new contracts, fifth-year option, and NIL that he's also been working with as well, including some of the players for the University of Miami. So we got a lot of stuff coming up with Drew Rosenhaus right after this quick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Break. All right, welcome back here on a Friday. The Miami Heat back in action against the Mavs on the road tonight, and the Heat really starting to play a lot better. 25-21 on the season. More importantly, you'll play better when you start to get healthy. Lowry and Martin back. So you got your starting five back. But what has happened with that? Vincent, Strus, and Oladipo have taken their roles on the bench. This is we'll find out. And then, of course, the trade deadline is coming up February 9th. I got to believe Pat Riley's going to be looking to still do more and add a piece at that time. But at least he's going to get a good feel here of what he has with the starting lineup and getting everybody basically back except maybe Duncan Robinson. I don't even know where Duncan fits into this thing from night to night now with Strus and now Oladipo healthy. So anyway, it's all good news for the Miami Heat, who are going to try to make a run here before this All-Star game and jump back in this thing and try to jump up to one of those top four spots. And by the way, if you haven't been watching, the Brooklyn Nets have not been very good without Kevin Durant. Didn't take long to figure that one out. Like, wow, we missed that 30 points a night we get from KD. But anyway, so the Heat, of course, will play tonight. Then come home and have the Pelicans. And then Tuesday is we call it the big test. The Boston Celtics come to town, got a big win last night against Golden State in overtime.
Yeah, Celtics are really tough. This is a good show tonight, though, man. You get the Lucas show, assuming he's not sitting. You know, you got to. I always double check before I say that we're playing someone, because you never know. They might, you know, want to take a night off and not play. But, yeah, man, the Lucas show is one of the better products in the NBA, right?
Hey, this is good. I mean, if he's not the MVP right now, he's one of the top three or four guys. I hate to do that because there's so many guys having.
Well, you're going to see a guy on great Tuesday season. Who's having a really good season.
He's playing great.
Jason Tatum.
He's great. There's a guy in Denver that just puts up triple doubles every night.
So boring.
And by the way, it drives everybody nuts. Like, why? Yeah, he doesn't
boring.
Jump high.
He's slow. He's just. How can you never get on him for his weight? He seems fat.
Does he play fat to you?
MVP? He does. He plays below the rim.
Get out of here.
I was just waiting.
Well, because of that.
The past few days for you to take a shot at Zion, by the way. He's out for like a month with a hamstring injury. I've been waiting for you, man. And he got in shape for you, too. He heard your calls. He got in shape.
So, Luka's going through the same thing. I was talking to those guys, my son in Dallas, and he said, you know, they actually chant, have a cold beer when he's playing well. Like,
well, they had I think it was a fake photo of him, like, drinking on game day.
So, Luka can't, but the point is, so apparently he's tried that athletic diet that everybody's on now. Everybody's on. Everybody's eating better. All the sports have just cleaned their act up, man. You ever get a chance to go and see what they eat every day? I mean, they're eating healthy. And Luka, I think, tried it for a while and went, man, I want to enjoy that double cheeseburger. I just can't do this.
So he's overweight, too, is what you're telling me?
I'm guessing he's not cut like you would think, but listen, his skill...
Oh, come on, man.
His skill set is fantastic. It's off the charts, but yeah, I'm guessing...
You can't... A guy scoring 34 points a game, you can't do that if you're overweight. You just can't do that. I refuse to believe that you can score 34 points a game in an NBA as an NBA season.
I am telling you, they wish he would.
Oh, what?
Take
no,
better care of himself.
Would you stop it?
I'm just telling you, you can get away with it.
Wait,
at 23, 24. My sources.
You talked to Mark?
No.
Mark Cuban over there?
No, but I talked to somebody else there that's right up there at the top.
Great.
All right, listen, we got 7 o'clock here. Why do you try to defend guys like? Everybody has known Zion's had a weight problem, and you act like all of a sudden.
Great. It's like Cuban calls you, and he's like, oh, hey, you know, this guy really could slim down.
Well, you started with Zion. Well, so what's the problem? Zion can't play heavy.
He can't play heavy.
He's always hurt.
He's light now, and he's hurt. It's as light as he's going to get, probably.
Is he really light, though?
I'm as light as he's going to get.
All right.
They got In-N-Out Burger moving out that way, too, man. That's a problem.
I don't know.
Problem
man.
For everyone.
No,
there,
it's
eating
not.
These cheeseburgers. Maybe. You said cheeseburgers.
Listen, everybody likes a cheeseburger.
Yeah, they're good.
Man, one of the greatest things ever came up with that damn cheeseburger. Loaded. All right, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We do have a lot of stuff. A lot of news with the Miami Dolphins, who made some moves yesterday. And I guess really not a surprise. And also Miami Hurricanes news affecting them that we'll talk about as well. So we got a lot of stuff, including starting tomorrow, man, some really good, should be some great NFL playoff football games down the stretch. Just eight teams left now in the playoffs, and we'll get a chance to watch two of them Saturday and two on Sunday. But right now, I want to talk to you about getting those last-second tickets you're always looking for. Everybody does that. You know what? I got some time. My son's been wanting to go to a game. Gosh darn it. Where can I go last second and get a great price on a ticket? Game time. Matter of fact, if you're looking at that Celtics game on Tuesday night, maybe you're looking at the NHL All-Star game or even Billy Joel, who's going to be in town, any of those things, whether it's a concert or your favorite sporting event here in South Florida right now, all you have to do is what a lot of people are doing right now. What do most people love about game time? Well, the amazing last-minute deals on tickets. How fast and easy it is to use. That's important as you get older. Make it easy for everybody. And here's what I like. So you see the ticket. You're going, oh, where's the ticket? Well, they do real images of the views from your seat, which really makes it nice. So it's easy to find all the sports and concerts and shows going on here in South Florida to make it easy for you. Game time is the fastest growing ticketing app in the U.S. right now. So download the Game Time app. I've got a little incentive for you. Enter your email address and use the code WQAM for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Once again, enter your email address and use the code WQAM for $20 off. Download the Game Time today. Last minute tickets, low price guaranteed for all your favorite South Florida events going on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.